At 5:44, you're listening to 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Governor Asa Hutchinson spoke with the media today about the pending executions of 7 death row inmates. KUAR's Karen Trico Stewart was at the press availability and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
First off, this was a very unusual media availability because it was not allowed to be recorded for broadcast. The governor had a wide-ranging conversation with reporters, and then at the end of the event, spoke with each news organization individually for 2 minutes. So we don't have most of what the governor had to say, but this was rather unusual for the governor. It seems like he's been keeping kind of a low profile, perhaps to avoid commenting on this. What did he have to say?
Yeah, the governor actually acknowledged that he's been declining interviews with the media, saying today's press conference was somewhat of an effort towards transparency. He did say he's obviously very much aware of the national and international attention this unprecedented timetable for executions has brought on. He's aware of the public outcry, but says ultimately he's going to make the decision he thinks is best, and that is to move ahead with killing 7 inmates over the next 2 weeks. And here he is speaking with reporters after we had the conversation inside during our 2 minutes, and he's speaking with us about any possibility of a botched execution.
Well, I don't expect that to happen. I went there and I reviewed the protocols, the procedures, the training. I have a lot of confidence in the professional staff of the Department of Corrections. But obviously there's contingency plans. That's why we have communication directly from the chambers there to my office.
And part of the concern has been one of the drugs used, the first one, the sedative midazolam, and whether or not that adequately puts out inmates before the next 2 drugs that are actually really what does the killing are administered. Did he comment on his thoughts about that drug?
He said he addressed the timetable issue, and then he also talked about midazolam, but ultimately he said he wasn't concerned about that because he had read reports on it that didn't cause concern. And we know about midazolam, that drug is intended to be used in minor surgical procedures, but it has led to botched executions where inmates wake up, they're gasping, and ultimately die of a heart attack. And so he also talked about, or we asked him about the stress on corrections officials and the fact that in 2014 in Oklahoma, the botched execution of a man named Clayton Lockett led to an investigation that concluded that prison workers are under a lot of stress. And so Oklahoma stopped double executions and eventually stopped executions altogether because they were giving the wrong drug. So he acknowledged that he'd read about midazolam and so didn't acknowledge any concerns.
Okay. And I understand on April 24th, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to consider a case looking at adequate consideration of the mental state of people being executed. What's happening with that?
Yeah, the 2 death row inmates, Bruce Ward and Don Davis, have asked the Arkansas Supreme Court to stop their executions until the nation's high court can decide about the mental state of those being killed. And that actually stems from an Alabama case. The questions there are whether an indigent defendant had adequate access to experts to develop a defense based on their mental health. And so they're saying there is something inherently wrong with the fact that the defense and the prosecution have the same expert making a case for mental competency. So lawyers for these 2 men set to be executed on Monday are saying that it's wrong to execute them so close to a decision in that Alabama case. And so I asked the governor about that, and here's what he had to say.
Competency to stand trial is always an issue, and competency to be executed is always an issue. So that's part of my review of these cases. And in the instances that I have reviewed and will continue to review, I'm satisfied that they are competent, that they've been adjudicated competent by the courts and reviewed by the higher courts. So that's something that I think we have addressed. Whenever you look at the Supreme Court decision, if they provide different guidance in the future, we'll look at it. But I don't see how that would impact these cases.
And as we speak, there is a federal court hearing continuing right now. It's expected to wrap up around 8 o'clock this evening. This is a federal challenge to the state's plan to execute these inmates. Only about 45 seconds left, but did the governor comment on what he expects the likelihood of any challenge that could stop these executions?
No, actually he didn't. He just talked about his personal feelings, what he had studied, but did not go into that.
That's Karen Treco-Stewart, who was there at the governor's media availability at the governor's mansion. And again, we expect to have a ruling from the judge, if not tonight, maybe tomorrow or Monday at the latest. Monday is when the first two executions are set to take place. Karen, thanks for joining me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Michael.
This is 89.1 KUAR.